Have a look, and we've got loads for sale outside. The structure of today, we're going to have a bit of worship, and then David's going to come up and give a rousing talk. Yeah, you can sit there. There you go. He's preparing himself. What will be different from now on, we hope, it's a bit of an experiment, is that when a talk is finished, you stay where you are for a bit. Okay, we need reflection, and particularly David is probably going to finish his talk with like an action point, just something for you to do and think about. And we need to take these things seriously. And those of you who came to Foundation 7, there are a few of you here, on Foundation 7 we had the middle day where we basically had no structure to the day at all, and we allowed people just to follow where the Lord was leading them. And the testimonies we had from that day were actually incredible. And we want to do, or it's obviously it's up to the Lord, but we want to provide the environment today where there's a great possibility that we can all really do business with God. And it's going to be helped by the messages that you're going to be getting this morning from David and this afternoon as well. Can't see Barry from Barry this afternoon. So there'll be a lot of time for yourself. So what I'm basically saying is, after David's talk, it's really our response. We're not going to have loads of activities. We're not going to have the workshops. They'll be starting tomorrow. It'll just be your response, which could basically involve just wandering around, talking to people, praying with people, or however the Lord leads you. And I'm sure David will give you a few hints and tips as to how we should deal with this. So that's today. We'll see how it goes, see if it works in the morning. And then if it doesn't, we'll pack this afternoon full of lots of things to do. But hopefully we'll have a really good day today. So over to, oh, you as well.
Hi, my name's Amy, and we're going to be doing some children's activities just out in the meeting lounge, the lounge through there. Just after the work, are you doing some worship now? Yeah, so just after the worship, I'll stand up and kind of, I'm aiming it for kind of under 10s. I think if your children are older, it's up to you, but if you want them to sit in the meeting, that's great. But I'll leave it up to you. So it's only going to be for about an hour while David Andrew talks, and then if you come and collect your children afterwards, okay? Sorry, I didn't know if you could do that.
It's all right. So that's one less announcement. Good morning, everyone. Yesterday, I gave you a scripture. What was it? I see, he's no listening to me. There'll be a test at the end of the week. Yesterday's scripture was encourage one another. Okay? So keep encouraging one another. So please don't forget to wear your badges so we know who you are and we can call you by name and not anonymously. Prayer ministry at any time during the weekend. If you need prayer ministry, speak to one of the team. Kim's doing some prayer and the team leaders are doing prayer. So speak to somebody and we'll get you prayer. Oh, we're here. First session starts at 9:30. Aye, well, yous weren't all here at 9:30, so you'll miss the announcements if you're no here. And then he'll be coming up and asking me all the time, because I'll no be telling you. Did you understand that? No. So tomorrow when the workshops start, we will announce from the front where they're going to be, but there's also a flip chart at the back door that says notices, and it'll have 11 a.m. workshop, whatever, and the location where the workshop is going to be. So if you don't understand my Scottish accent, speak to Michael. There's books and stalls in the billiards room. There's some free literature. There's one organisation, buy one, get one free book. There's Chris Hill's stuff. There's Steve Maltz's stuff. These guys do a lot of work. There's probably other stuff, and I'll get a row for no mentioning whoever it was. Everybody does great work when they do their books, their CDs, their DVDs. Please buy it, because that's part of their income. Meals. Oh, we're going to have fun. Right. I'm just going to read my scripture. Today's scripture. Didn't get too excited, Michael. Today's scripture. Right, you ready for this? If anyone wants to be first, he shall be least of all and a servant of everyone. Mark 9:35. Don't be blaming me, blame God. So, let's have patience with one another. We would like the worship team, i.e. the band, the speakers, and those that have to go to meetings, and one or two of you have already approached me and said, for medical conditions, you need to get your food first. so you can eat it slowly. So we're going to let these people go first, okay? So we will all be happy servants and patient, showing the fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, long-bearing, won't we? Excellent. Right. And the children with parents will get up as well. Sorry, I better not forget them. And Michael's got a final one, unless he wants to translate what I said. But listen, we're here to encourage one another. We're here to serve one another. We're here to pray for one another and honour God. Okay?
Thank you. Do you know, half of me really wants Scotland to get independence. I just want to see the faces of the translators when someone like Jackie, MEP, stands to explain, and they just rub their heads. Briefly, an apology from the catering manager for those who had cold or semi-warm food. They are not, believe it or not, for health and safety, they're not allowed to give you a hot plate. You see, you're not grown up enough. You realise that. We are going to conform to the arrangement to keep the fruit juices where they were this morning for breakfast. I'm going to be told what soup it is. If you want soup this evening, then join one queue, and then we'll work by table, as we did yesterday. I know it takes time. We are going to the 16 tables. We're going to name them books of the Bible, but swap them around. So I just want to make it clear, those on Jonah, when we say, you go and we send you off, we don't want you swanning off elsewhere. Is that clear? All right? And as for those on Job, you're always last. Thank you.
Firstly, thank you for those that have been doing the homework and so on. You probably noticed we're having a slight problem with the post-it notes. They lack stickability. Steve obviously is reusing lots of old ones, I don't know, but anyway. So we're starting to write them up. So by all means, do put them up there, but eventually, I've already picked three up from this morning already, and the Holy Spirit's been on the floor three times. I just can't cope with that biblically. I don't know what to make of that. Anyway, keep putting them up. I will write things up eventually, and we'll get there. But I really want to draw your attention to a notice, a leaflet that's been produced. It's in the resources room. It's from Issachar Ministries about Outside In, which some of you may know about. It's seeking to serve out-of-church believers. And if you're in this area, you might already have had an email from Ben in the office there about what we're doing. But as it says here, there's a growing number of very faithful Christians in the UK who are disillusioned with the current expressions of Sunday church or have left altogether. There's another one falling already, isn't it? And this leaflet is to explain what Issachar are doing through this ministry called Outside In. But basically, take a leaflet if you want one. Talk to me in the meantime, and there's no formal meeting on this, but just chat with me if you want to know more. If the leaflet's run out, we might be able to duplicate some more, but perhaps don't take the very last one. And I notice also in the resources room there's a few copies of Heart newspaper. If you're not familiar with that, have a look. And PT have now got a four-page insert inside Heart, so every time that comes out, there's a sort of summary of some of the highlights, I suppose, of what PT Prophecy Today have been doing in the past few weeks. Okay, so have a look at those. That's enough from me, I think, and it's ready to someone else or to move on to anyone. So, okay, so this goes back to somewhere else. What do I do with this? What do I do with this? Bring it to you.
It's good to worship, isn't it? Are you enjoying worshiping God? And knowing who He is, rejoicing in who He is. Behold, God is my salvation. So would you like to stand to your feet and rejoice in who He is? Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust, I will not be afraid. For the Lord my God is my strength. He also has become my salvation. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. La 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 will run dry. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. La 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 la. I will trust, I will not be afraid. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. La 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 la. La 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 la.
With joy,
with joy I'll drink the living water from the wells that never will run dry. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. La 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 la. My strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. La 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 la. With joy I'll drink the living water from the well that never will run dry. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. For the Lord my God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. La 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 la.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, that was good, wasn't it?
Praise Jesus.
So, another declaration. Is that all right? Have we got time? Our God is greater. Let's declare this morning who He is.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
David Andrew has specifically requested the next song as an introduction to his talk. I don't know how many would know it. It's, are the words up yet? Could we put the words up, please, of Ancient of Days? Though the nations rage, kingdoms rise and fall, there is still one God. Our God is greater. We've just been singing. How many would know this song? Just a handful, okay. What we'll do is Jeremy, Shaney and I will lead through the song once. It's a short introduction, then we'll sing the song. Join in if you can. It's very easy to learn, but when we get to the end, we'll sing the whole song again so you can really engage with these wonderful words. None above him, none before him. All of time is in his hands.
Praise God.
His throne it shall remain and ever stand. All the power and the glory I will trust in his name. For my God, our God, is the Ancient of Days.
Rise and fall, there is still one King. stand. All the power, all the glory, I will trust in His name. For my God is the Ancient of Days. Though the dread of night overwhelms my soul, He is here.
See what the future brings.
will watch and wait for my Saviour King, and my joy complete, standing face to face in the presence of the Ancient of Days. None above Him, none before Him, all of time in His hands, for His throne it shall remain and ever stand. All the power, all the glory, I will trust in His name, for my God is the Ancient of Days. For my God is the Ancient of Days.
Hallelujah. 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 You're the Ancient of Days.
I don't know what I can be heard.
Before all things, and at the end.
Great, thank you. Being attacked by my hearing aid. I've decided not to get any older. So, is that a good plan?